Interesting. And how did the patients in your series and in terms of other series tolerate adding the oxalene while the radiation and the 5-FU is going?
It's a non-starter, basically, because they only get 3 or 4 doses. They're getting less than 300 to 400 milligrams per meter squared. It's well under the neuropathy dose.
Doesn't make the side effects of radiation therapy worse?
No. And in fact, our current study with cetuximab, a lot of people worried that, oh, you're not going to get away with it because you're adding a drug that causes rashes, and what happens if you get a lot of skin breakdown? Well, what we've learned in head and neck cancer is that the areas that get radiated have less rash. So, in fact, they tolerate treatment better.
So I was talking with Rich Goldberg on the same program that you're going to appear for the surgeons about this whole issue of how biologics are being integrated in clinical trials now. And so cetuximab is also, the anti-EGFR antibody is now being looked at in neoadjuvant chemo radiation.
Yes, absolutely. And there are also studies with bevacizumab. There are a number of
right.
institutions.
I wanted to ask
MD Anderson
that too.
Is using
absolutely.
Neoadjuvant.
Right.
And I have to admit to a certain bit of concern about that, because you have to be concerned in rectal cancer not only about acute but late toxicity. And if you spare a sphincter that is completely dysfunctional and then you have to do salvage colostomy because someone is incontinent, you've not done the patient a great favor. So when people, if they got a very high dose radiation therapy and have sphincter stenosis or incontinence, that's not a good thing. And what I'm just worried about, it's theoretical, since bevacizumab is a VEGF drug and it affects blood vessels, I'm concerned about the interaction between the effect of radiation on blood vessels, which is where it all comes from, and damage to blood vessels done by the bevacizumab.
And
we don't have a good animal model for that, so I think it requires in those studies that they certainly follow patients well out past 5, 6, 7, 8 years and look at incontinence issues and look at sphincter tolerability.
Are there situations where you would consider biologic off-study in the adjuvant situation? My take on this question is what I've been hearing in terms of biologics as part of neoadjuvant systemic therapy with radiation and rectal cancer is that pretty much I don't think anybody does it off-study.
I have not. I've never done it. I just don't think we have enough data to support it as
right.
a routine practice.